Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Baby Bible, a guide to taking care of your bump, your baby, and yourself. Written by Beck Judd with Lauren Sands. And read by Beck Judd and Wendy Boss.
Hi, I'm Beck. First up, congratulations. I hear you're having a baby. Don't worry, nobody spilled. Your skin looks amazing and you said no to sushi last night, so I just had a hunch. Welcome to the baby roller coaster. There are ups, there are downs. You'll probably throw up, you might lose the contents of your purse, but hang in there. You probably know by now that I have four kids. Four! I know, it's a lot. Four kids is new car territory. It's say goodbye to overseas holidays land. Four kids on a plane? Well, I'd rather be on that plane with all the snakes. Thanks very much. It's a birthday party every weekend. It's a lot of sleepless nights. It's full on, but it's also the best thing I ever did. The funny thing is, I can't quite believe I'm a mum of four. One, sure. Two, no problem. But four kids, that's a little much. I often think of myself as an accidental mum, not least because I did fall pregnant accidentally, but more on that later, because I was never particularly maternal. You know that friend who is just desperate to have a baby, the one who can't walk past Cotton On Kids without having a little look, the one who volunteers to hold the baby, literally anyone's baby, no matter where you are, the one who picked out their baby names before they even got their period? Yeah, that was never me. I love my kids and I always wanted to have them someday, but people assume that because I have four kids, I must be all about kids. I'll be honest, I'm not super into other kids. If my kids were the only kids I ever interacted with, that would be okay with me. When I found out I was pregnant with Oscar, my eldest son, my first thought was, fuck. Then I need a drink and then fuck. When I had Oscar, I honestly felt like I had ruined my life. What had I been thinking, having a child? Babies were so needy, so loud, so oblivious to the fact that their parents need sleep. I felt like Oscar was this little alien invading our house and our lives. I had no idea how to speak his language, how to negotiate with him. I felt lost and out of control. And then I got help. And then, almost overnight, everything changed. And that, of course, is what you're here for. Help. Whether you're a first-time mum or this isn't your first baby rodeo, side note, how cute would baby cowboy boots be? I am here for you because as much as I've been an accidental mum of sorts, I've also been lucky enough to surround myself with some of the most brilliant pregnancy and baby experts in Australia. And from them, I've learned so much. Now it's time for me to pass on what I've learned from three pregnancies and four children to you.